God has called you, every place you go, to be a change agent. And he's empowered you by the Holy Spirit in the kingdom of God to be a person who carries with you the capacity to bring phenomenal, lasting, transformational change. Thank you. I've memorized a lot of the Bible, but not all of it. Need some notes. The Sound of Abundance, our subtitle. I texted this out, or I Facebooked it yesterday. There will always be warfare because there is a real devil. But there will always be victory because there is a real God. Don't be a person in these times that is overly focused on the activity of hell. Because you may be missing the tremendous engagement an appointment we have as a generation with heaven. The greatest thing God ever does will happen in these last days. God saves the best for last. If for the last, we get the best, okay? The Sound of Abundance, it's your breakthrough day. And so I'm just going to, you know, kind of wound it prophetically. So I'm going to prophesy over 100 of you before we're done today. But I want you to know something. God is ready to do something outrageous in your life. It's your time. So some of you have been through such intense spiritual warfare. And man, you talk about spiritual warfare. When you go to a country carrying an assignment from God for the country, all kinds of things happen. It's amazing. So just getting through all that to the moment of the assignment is victory. But God is ready to do something outrageous. And you can measure the weightiness or the power of the testimony you're going to have by the intensity of the pains you've been carrying. Get ready. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 41. Elijah said to Ahab, the prophetic said to the kingly, go up, eat, and drink, for there is the sound of the abundance of rain. I could stop right there. I love how when God gives me these messages weeks in advance, that on a rare rainy day, I'm preaching on the sound of rain. It rained 5 inches in Wickenburg last night. They're calling it the 500-year flood. But God's ready to give you your 500-year flood this morning, your breakthrough, okay? Couple points. Don't wait until the rain comes down before your praises go up. The prophetic word was this. Act like it's already here. Start eating and drinking, baby. Amen. Sorrow no more, as Nehemiah said. The joy of the Lord, your strength. So God says, when I give you a promise, the most powerful way that you can reveal and manifest your faith in that promise is to act like it's true before it's come to you. Don't wait till the rain comes down before your praises go up. Don't wait until your promises show up before your praises go up. Okay? So God says, act like it's done. So whatever you're believing God for, how would you act if it was done? Act that way now. Act that way in this season. Amen? Act like it's raining when the ground is parched dry. Act like you're healed when your body's aching. You're almost with me. I'm going to have to preach to somebody else this morning. God, transport me back to Australia. Oh, they're actually quieter than you. So whatever you're believing God for, the voice of faith is always in the declaration of praise. There's nothing more powerful than a person that can praise God joyfully while they're going through difficult things. It's not just because God's good and it's because something inside of them said, change is on the way, change is on the way, change is on the way, it's coming to me, change is coming to me. So he said this, he said, in spite of the natural circumstances, in spite of all your senses, your sight, your ears, your nose, your taste, your touch, in spite of any kind of inspection, evaluation of this this current season, I hear something different. In fact, I hear something so different, it's the opposite. I hear the opposite coming. I hear the sound, not of rain, but the abundance of rain. An unstopping, unceasing, a deluge. I hear the sound of a 500-year flood. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. The word abundance means wealth, riches, anything in abundance. And so let me just park there for a moment. Everything God is, He is abundantly. He is unsearchably, inexhaustibly rich in every attribute of His nature. And in His grace toward us, a tree doesn't produce one fruit, it produces hundreds of fruit. Everything God does, He does extravagantly. But so why are there, right now, we can find in the galaxy, in the universe, a number, 23 zeros with a changing number. It keeps multiplying. That's how many stars we can see. Let me say it like this. There are billions of galaxies. The average galaxy has a billion stars. Why all of that? He's just extravagant. Have you ever known someone that was just extravagant? Would you like to know someone who's extravagant? I need a friend like that, Pastor. I need a friend who buys every time we go out to, you know. So God's that way. He's wealthy beyond measure. So abundance is normal in the kingdom. Abundance. We don't have life. We have abundant life. We don't have grace. We have abundance of grace. And the gift of righteousness, whereby we reign in life through the one, Christ Jesus, Romans 5:17. We don't have peace. We have peace like a river, abundance of peace. We don't have joy. We have abundant joy raining down, flowing out of us. We don't have love. We have oceans of love. We swim in every day because everything God is and does, possesses and operates in, He does abundantly. So wherever the kingdom of God settles down, there will be the crop of abundance mushrooming out of the heart of God's people. Whenever that doesn't happen, the kingdom has not been fully realized. Abundance. I hear the sound of abundance. See, the devil will try to convince you that lack in an area is normal. So Jesus walked up to people. A woman had an issue 12 years. A woman hunched over 18 years. A man sick for 38 years. And every case, they were living in a lack of something. And Jesus said, abundance is here. Straighten up, woman. Abundance is here. Take up your bed and walk, man. So what is healing? Abundance of health. Overcoming in the infirmities of weakness. So everything God does, and so God says the effective witness of a generation of believers will be when they function in abundance and stop acting like a poverty of theology will always create the outcome of a lack of influence. You with me? Well, Pastor, we just should be happy we're going to heaven. I'm happy we're going to heaven. Listen, the older I get, the more happy I am about heaven. Okay, 57, I'm closer to heaven than I was, you know. So I'm happy about heaven, but I want heaven happy about me. I don't want to go to heaven and find out warehouses full of graces that God wanted to manifest in the earth through my life. So wherever you are, the church gets funny. So the church is, so we're kind of in a touchy moment where everybody's offended about something. So you have to be careful that you don't get jealous because someone else got something you wish God would give you. When God sees you happy for what He's done for someone else, God can't wait to do the same thing for you. We want to live. So He said, your seasons are changing. Your seasons are changing. And everything that's gone lacking, that's not, the opposite's going to happen. First point, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lord of the church, the Savior of the world, the King of kings, I declare over your life boldly that the drought is over. So I just have a simple word for it. I'm supposed to just prophesy to people today. Everything's changing. In fact, the Binion's wrote, everything's changing because your kingdom's, everything's changing. The drought is over. So stop learning to live with something God wants to bless. Stop accepting an inferior quality of the kingdom in any part of your life. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Here's how Christ said it. The thief does not come except for one reason, to steal, kill, and destroy. If it's not good, it's not God. The thief comes, the fingerprints of God are never on the evil things in this world. You have to lock into that because you can't convince a thinking secular unbeliever to come to God when they think God's killing babies. Okay? You have to explain to them a more complex theology that says, you know, this isn't the same world that God made. Sin ravaged it. The devil's ruining it. But Jesus came to redeem it. That's the truth. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come, Jesus said, to give you life and life more abundantly. Touch someone to say the drought is over. Look at the Renner translation. I'm sorry how long it is. It's just, look at the end of it. But I've come that they might have, keep, and constantly retain a vitality, gusto, vigor, and zest for living that springs up from deep down inside. I come that they might embrace this unrivaled, unequaled, matchless, incomparable, richly loaded, and overflowing life to the ultimate maximum. Look up here. It's impossible to exaggerate the goodness of God. I don't care how many adjectives he uses here. He could go on for 5 years. God's better than that. Your wildest thought about God, he's better. He's better, he's better, he's better, he's better. Esther chapter 1, I love the whole book of Esther. And King Ahasuerus is throwing this party. Here's what verse 7 says. They serve drinks in golden vessels, each vessel being different. Divine nature, the law of distinctiveness, kingdom laws. Royal wine in abundance, according to the generosity of the king. So, a couple of things. God's a God of abundance and of generosity. The next verse says, I should have included it, but no one was compelled to drink. They could have as much or as little as they wanted. That's the kingdom. If you can live without it, you will. In the kingdom, your desire determines the level of your experience in God. I don't know about you, I want more. Well, why do we always say about more? Because we want more. There is more, we want more. We're trying to close that gap. God has more. And so the God of abundance has called us to a life of abundance, and there's a sound. So in the spiritual world, God has something to say about everything and everyone. And God wants us to tap into his mind concerning this world. And when we can hear from God what he has to say about something or someone, and we see, God can't do it until someone hears it. God can't do it until someone says it. So he says, I've heard something. I hear the sound of abundance. So he hears it and then he says it. God can't do it until someone says it. You have to walk across your living room floor when someone in your family is acting crazy. And you just got to quote the scripture God gave you 100 times. You got to fight the devil and say, no, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You have to say it so consistently, so persistently, that the enemy finally relents and says, okay, you can have it. You can have it. My Ephesians chapter 3, one of my favorite verses. Now unto him, Jesus, a loving Father, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above. The stringing together of those words. Exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. Someone shout beyond. So beyond your wildest thought of God is God's willingness and capacities. We will never exhaust the abilities of God in our prayer. We will never just pray something outrageous and God will say, that's a good prayer. Why don't you pray bigger? The last month, God's been saying, think bigger, pray bigger, believe bigger. Okay, Lord, I feel you pressing, you're stretching me again. Okay, okay, okay. God is able to do more. God has more, and God wants us to believe for more. So he said, it's going to rain. Everybody shout, it's going to rain. Let me finish reading that, and we'll go on. So the next verse, so Ahab, verse 42 of 1 Kings, went to eat and drink. Elijah went to the top of Mount Carmel. It's important. The prophetic doesn't just say something's coming. It prepares people for its presence. Get ready for it, Ahab. And then Elijah bowed down on the ground, put his face between his knees, the birthing position. Okay? He said to his servants, go up now and look toward the sea. So he's praying, and out of the prayer, the prophetic unction he's heard from God, he's now living in the place of prophetic expectation. Now please get this. Many people do not see the completion of a prophetic purpose and promise from God, not because of the enemy, not because of the unwillingness of God, but because of a lack of persistent prayer until it happened. Go look now. He went and looked, and there was nothing. Everybody shout, nothing. So he's praying, expecting. He has a promise from God. He's praying, and seven times they have this exchange. And he says, go look, nothing, seven times. A whole completion, a cycle of life. And it would seem that the enemy's strategy against the church is to discourage us from pursuing the promise of God for our lives by somehow telling us that the season of delay is God's God's negative denial of that promise in our life. But that's not true. God wants to do it. A season needs to change, and someone needs to stand in the gap between the promise and its fulfillment, praying persistently, powerfully, passionately, prophetically until it happens. Go again. It happened after the seventh time. He said, there's a cloud. It's the size of a man's hand rising out of the sea. The word, Hebrew word for hand is in your notes, yad. Hand, the open one, indicating power, means, direction, dominion, strength. Oh, gosh. I see God's power rising up for you. I see the dominion of the king rising into your life. God's bringing prophetic wisdom and direction. He's bringing strength to you, means and ability. Something's rising up as you're praying. God is rising up out of the abyss of uncertainty and out of the promise of his ability. He's rising up a new season, a different season, a rainy season, the power of change dictated by a release from a prophetic word. Something's rising up. And he said, that's it. Tell Ahab, prepare your chariot. Go down before the rain stops. You've got to get ahead of this, Ahab. Now what happened? In the meantime, the sky became black with clouds and wind. And there was a heavy rain. Shout with me, heavy rain. There was a heavy rain. A heavy rain. Come on now. A heavy rain. A heavy rain. The glory of God. A heavy, you're going to carry a heavy healing mantle. If you've been in a sickness season, you're going to carry a heavy healing for others. If you've been in a oppressed season, you're going to carry a heavy deliverance mantle. You're going to carry something that's weighty and substantial and powerful, that's valuable. You're going to carry something people need and want and function. And you're going to carry the rain. The opposite thing of what's happening is going to happen. And you're going to carry heaven's answer to the struggle you've been in. A heavy rain came down. Ahab rode away to Jezreel. Hand of God came upon Elijah. He girded up his garments, ran ahead of Ahab. Supernatural acceleration. I don't have time to talk about all of this. Second point, when God gives us a promise, our role is to believe his word and to pray with passion, persistence, and authority until it comes to pass. Don't stop praying now. Don't stop praying now. The Bible gives us, the New Testament, an actual reference to this narrative in James chapter 5. Confess your sins, I love the King James, weaknesses to each other, your faults. Pray for one another that you may be healed. Look at me for a minute. Secrets lose their power out in the open. The enemy is only the master of darkness. Anything you reveal, Jesus will heal. And almost the moment you tell someone something you've been carrying, in that very moment, there's healing that happens. Okay. The effective, fervent is the Greek word zealous, zileo, red hot. Effective is the energy, to energize red hot prayers of righteous men and women avails much as ishkuo, means capable of producing results. So the person who prays passionately, persistently, biblically, righteously, standing with God, knowing who they are, is able to make things happen. Then it says, Elijah, here's our guy. He was a man like us, with a nature like us. He prayed earnestly. So the Bible says there was nothing special in the humanity of Elijah. We have a tendency, especially when people die and we look through them through the prism of history, we elevate people to unusual human status. So it's just not true. Elijah was a hothead. He had a temper. He had issues in his life. He had the same kinds of struggles everyone else has. But God used him to change the shape of his generation's history by prayer. Elijah was a man like us, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain for 3.5 years, and it did not rain for 3.5 years. He prayed again. The heavens gave rain. The earth produced its fruit. He prayed again, and the rain came. It's time to pray for rain. It's time to pray for rain. God's not done. So someone says, God's going to judge America. No, look at me for a minute. Whenever God judges, here's how God judges. Judgment is always God's discipline for people he loves to bring them to repentance to restore relationship. So, yeah, God's going to judge us. Any part of things that need to get, right with him, that's the way it works. But he doesn't destroy us with judgments. He lovingly disciplines us, okay? So Elijah prayed again that it would rain. In your life, in your world, rain's trying to come. Well, Pastor, I need a prophetic word. Here's your prophetic word. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Okay? That's your word. God wants to do something. Blessings, rain, provision, anointing, grace, healing, deliverance, salvation is trying to come into your world. What's stopping it is the enemy's resistance, the historical narrative of how things haven't been. But you can pray for things that haven't changed to change. You can pray for things in the heavens to be released. You can pray through. He prayed again. Jesus gave the parable in Luke 18. He said this. He gave a parable for this intention, that men ought to always pray and not faint, saying, there was in a city a judge who did not fear God nor regard men. So this is not God. This is the ungodly judge who's in authority and doesn't respect people or God. There was in the city a widow, so someone at the low end of the social spectrum, no influence, especially in that time. There was a widow in that city. She came to the judge saying, avenge me of my adversary. He would not for a while. Everybody shout a while. But afterwards he said within himself, though I don't fear God nor regard men, this woman's driving me crazy. This woman troubles me. I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she wears me out. Pastor, how do we win? We wear out the devil. The Bible says, resist the devil, he will flee. Once the devil measures the level of your resistance, he determines how long his presence will be there to resist you. Once he sees determination, he leaves for someone else. Once he can't discourage you to quit, he can't win unless he convinces you to quit. And so this woman, she needed a cause. She was appealing for justice. And the judge was neither godly, he's neither just, but it was her persistence that was winning the day. So I'm here to tell you, you keep praying for your son, your daughter, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, your cousins, your nieces, you keep praying for your neighbors, your school friends, you keep praying for the city you live in. You keep praying, you keep standing, you keep declaring, you keep letting God talk to you about people and places. You keep releasing from your words, both by declaration and intercession. You keep releasing the will of God, and don't let anybody stop you. Doesn't matter how long it takes, don't stop praying now. Lastly, let me read what Jesus said. Matthew 16, he said, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. If you bind on earth, it's bound in heaven. If you loose it on earth, it's loosed in heaven. Matthew 7, verse 7, keep on asking and will be given to you. Keep on seeking, you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened. Keep on. This is an accurate interpretation of the Greek, which is in the progressive. It's in that tense that says, ask but don't stop asking, seek but don't stop seeking, knock and don't stop. For everyone who keeps on asking receives, and everyone who keeps on seeking finds, and that him that keeps on knocking, the door will be opened. Have you ever gone to a family member and you knew they were there? They weren't answering the door. I'm not going away. I know you're in there. Put some clothes on and answer the door. God says, when you find your door, don't leave it till it opens. Well, Pastor, I'm waiting for doors to open. Lots of doors don't open until you. The devil doesn't give up anything that he's not forced to. And prayer makes a demand on God's will to be done in our world, to the extent that God satisfied his kingdom has come. And in your life, God's after that. He loves you. He loves your family. He loves this world. And I got a word for you. The famine is over. The drought is over. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. So I want to do a couple of things. I want to pray over the Binions. I'm going to pray over some people right now to stay with me for these last moments, because we're going to tap into something powerful. Would you stretch your hands toward David and Nicole? God, thank you for this awesome family, this awesome couple. Thank you, God, for your hand upon their life. I heard the Lord say, thank you for being such consistent, godly, and humble examples to others. The Lord said, it's not just your giftedness that means something in my kingdom. It is your humility. It is your devotion to me. It is your willingness to raise up and promote others. It is inside of you the ability to not strive. And God says, thank you for the example. I've made you like a mold of what I'm raising up in the earth in worship, both as a family and as a team and as leaders. And God says, I've not just put it in your sound, I put it in your teaching, your voice, your revelation, your wisdom, the dimension of your life. And it has pleased me, the Lord said, that you've set an example for all to see of what I'm doing. And God says, you're in a season of multiplication. I'm multiplying your lives, both by training, both by a arts environment, both by those being drawn toward you. And you're going to see more and more spiritual sons and daughters flocking into your life for association, for relationship, and for training. And I'll send you those that are broken, those that are discarded, those that are confused, and those that have been called. And I'll use you to heal them like I've healed you. I'll use you to raise them up like I've raised you up. I'll use you to show them the way to do this thing right, to walk humbly before their God, to seek the benefit of others, to hide behind the cross, and to exalt my Son and not your own names. Thank you for the example you've given. My blessings upon you, upon your children, upon your lives. And in this season, the Lord says, get ready for unusual things to show up in your world. Things that you've not coveted for, things that you've not sought. I'm going to show off by properties and things being delivered to you. And God says there's going to be some kind of ranch scenario happen. I'm delivering things into your hands. It's not the season, the Lord says, I'm not releasing you from something. I'm expanding you to something. And God says you're going to see a multiplication happen, not just in the arena of your known influence, but I'm inviting you and I'm enlarging you and I'm releasing to you a greater realm of influence than you've ever known. And I will fill the earth even as I've done with the sound of my glory through your mouth and through the songs I pour through you. And the Lord says, get ready, get ready, get ready. So I saw this young worship team. I saw you both sitting in the front row just laughing and smiling. I see they were all like teenagers. God's about to do some remarkable things through people you raise up, that you've deposited into, that you've poured into. And this thing's going to start taking off big time until it becomes a place, a focused place where people come. God, thank you for this precious couple. Thank you for blessing upon them. I heard the Lord say, because you forgave those who were illegitimate in their activity and their promises toward you. I promised you that day, some 14 years ago, that if you would bless them, forgive them, and release them, I would bless you. Look what I've done because your hearts have been right with me. God, thank you for blessing this awesome couple, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I want to, before we're going to pray for people, before we do, I want to give you a chance. We try to bless everyone who comes here, ministers by word or by worship. And so we're going to receive a love offering for the Binions right now, and then I'm going to pray for a breakthrough. And so if you would like to bless them, please sow into their life, and don't forget their CDs out in the back too. Go ahead, ushers, receive that offering. Lord, we love you. Thank you, Jesus. After you've given, raise your hands to heaven. Everything's going to be all right. It's time for breakthrough in your life, says the Lord. Says the Lord. Hey, I can't sing, but I love to. Everything's going to be all right. It's time for breakthrough in your life, says the Lord. Says the Lord. Says the Lord. I hear the sound of a coming rain. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain in your life. In your life, says the Lord. Everything's gonna be all right. It's time for breakthrough in your life, says the Lord. Kola masanda moshola matika namasi lamala matoso mo. Everything's gonna be all right. It's time for a breakthrough in your life, says the Lord. Come on, that's what I do, that's what I carry, that's what's upon me, a breakthrough thing, come on. Everything gonna be all right. It's time for a breakthrough in your life, says the Lord. God, thank you for abundance of rain. Everything's gonna be all right. Time for a breakthrough in your life. Hey, send the rain. Send the rain. It's time for rain. It's time for rain. Send the rain.
Send the rain.
Send the rain.
Send the rain.
It's time for rain.
Time for rain.
It's time for rain. Come on. Send the rain.
Send the rain.
Send the rain.
Rain. It's time for rain.
The famine
is over, famine is over, the famine is over, says the Lord. The famine is over, the famine is over, the famine is over, says the Lord. The famine is over, the famine is over, says the Lord. The famine is over, the famine is over,
the famine is over, says the Lord.
The famine is over, the famine is over, the famine is over, says the Lord. The famine is over, the famine is over,
the famine is over,
says the Lord. The famine is over,
the famine is over, famine is over, says the Lord.
The famine is over, the famine is over,
the famine is over,
says the Lord. Mike, I've been in a drought, and I believe God was talking to me today that the famine is over, abundance is coming. I want you to come to the altar. I'm going to pray for you. Famine is over,
famine is over, says the Lord. Famine is over, famine is over, famine is over, says the Lord.
Famine is over,
famine is over, famine is over, says the Lord.
The famine is over.
Famine
come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Yeah,
famine is over.
Famine is over. Famine is over, says the Lord.
Famine is over.
Famine is over. Famine is over. Famine is over, says the Lord.
Famine is over.
Famine is over. Famine is over, says the Lord.
Someone who came up and you have an anemic condition that keeps causing physical problems. So I think whatever the medical term is, you're anemic. Who is that? Can you come forward? I command this condition to leave your body now. The famine is over. Supernatural health, strength, life, immunity. La madana 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 badada badada badala madana madana says. Come on, come on, come on. Send the rain. Send the rain. It's time for rain. It's time for rain. It's already done, it's already done, it's already done, it's already done. Before September comes, the miracle has begun. I'm loosening. I've declared it. I'm blessing. Are you two guys together? Yeah, you can join hands together. It's going to be a season of unusual blessings, unusual favor. And the proof is by the unusual adversity, the three things that rose up swiftly, suddenly, and painfully against you. But God says, I've knocked them down one by one. And look what I'm done. I'm not just taking you out of the influence of those negative things. I'm loosening doors to open for you. I'm loosening the supernatural releasing of my resource. And one day, there'll be twice as much income, twice as much favor. And one day, I'm touching your body, my daughter. I'm healing you from this thing that's lasted 4.5 years. It's broken, it's over, it's gone. You'll see and feel differently. In Jesus' name, everything's shifted already. I've already aligned your life with the promise I have for your life. I'm changing everything. God says, I've rebuked the entrance. I've rebuked the assault. I've rebuked the attempt of the enemy to take from you what I would give to you. And God says, son, it's time for inheritance. It's time for the restoration. It's time for the breakthrough. Makalobo, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, breakthrough. In Jesus' name, breakthrough to you, my precious friends. In Jesus' mighty name, breakthrough. Come on, keep praying, everybody. Not one thing. I'm going to do four things. Four things happening. Just one after, like dominoes falling. I can hear the sound of one testimony. Two, three, four of great things happening. God says, thank you for standing. Thank you for allowing me to position you in a place of blessing and restoration. I am taking out of you the lie that was put into you.
And I'm releasing to you the fullness of my promise. I heard the Lord say, the thing, the mountain you've been prophesying to is about to move. The thing you've been declaring my word over, these 4.5 years consistently, powerfully, prophetically, I'm moving that mountain. I'm moving it. I'm moving it. Deliverance is yours, son. Freedom is yours. New life is yours. I didn't just take something out of you. I didn't just stop something from hurting you. I didn't just release something to you. I'm going to make something wonderful of you. And you will be a walking, breathing testimony of my faithfulness in the earth. I've rebuked the spirit of death twice. And I breathed my life upon you. You are mine. Good news comes from a faraway place. Good news comes. As you've been praying here, I've been doing things there. God says, thank you for standing 3 years. Thank you for believing. Now watch what happens. Now watch what happens. You're going to hear and see and the sound of what I've done. I'm filling you, son, with treasures of my kingdom, treasures and inheritance, a spectacular purpose. And God says, people have said, what's taking you so long? I want you to know you're right on time. You're where you're supposed to be. You're where I want you to be, and you're doing what I have you to do. And God says, I'm giving you rest. I'm giving you a joy, but I'm going to blow your mind. It's the season, the Lord said, when things open up, when things blossom, and when things are fulfilled. Breakthrough time. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to touch you again. The moment I touch you again, deliverance is coming not only to you, but I heard the Lord say, a spirit of destruction speak removed from your family, people you've cried out to God for, that you've let the Lord do a real miracle in you. You're a miracle woman with a miracle testimony, but God's going to use your life as a leverage into everyone else's life. Oh man, a great victory is coming to your family. Jesus, I thank you for deliverance in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough. Come on, lift your hands to heaven. Send the rain. Time for rain. Send the rain. I've done it. You came here asking me for a miracle. I've done it. It's yours. Your faith has touched me. And your faith has released the miracle you've asked of me, says the Lord. Send the rain. Send the rain. I have a great word for you. I heard the Lord, look at me for a minute. I heard the Lord say, I've stopped it. It was like he snapped it in half. Some kind of weapon against you has been stopped and broken. I declare no weapon formed against you can prosper. And in this last season, when it was just overwhelming, the avalanche of adversity, it's all stopped. And God's making you know the newness of his kingdom, the newness of life in his son, and the freedom you are made for. You're going to run, not go weary, walk, and not faint. I thought my deliverance comes, victory. Come on, lift your hands to heaven, everybody. It's not a small thing I'm doing, it's a big thing. This is a great word for you. There's a great treasury of expectation in your heart toward God. God's built inside of you a wealth, a depository, a prophetic inheritance and expectation. And I heard the Lord say this beautiful thing. Tell my son, it will all be worth the wait, because he waited upon me and didn't prematurely seek the fulfillment of things that I reserve the right to fulfill in myself. It's all going to be worth it. God's going to show off through your life by what he does. I'm going to bless you, position you for blessing, position you for influence, position you, the Lord says, to rise up as a steward of influence, a steward of blessings, and a steward of my kingdom authority. I've anointed you, son, with wisdom beyond your years. I've anointed you with access. And God says, get ready for doors to open. Outrageous things are going to happen. I'm healing you. Come on, everyone, lift your hands to heaven. Come on and worship the Lord.
Send the rain.
We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Send the rain.
Thank you.
Send the rain.
For consistence. Thank you for persistence. Thank you for faithfulness. I heard the Lord say, your lives has pleased me. Your family has pleased me. Your love for my kingdom and children has pleased me. And God says, don't ever think I've forgotten you. I'm visiting you and your family in this season. I'm visiting to fulfill unfulfilled business. 11 years ago, something was born in your heart. I'm going to do it in this season. Get ready for an out-of-season miracle. Breakthroughs come upon you. In the name of Jesus. Come on, everyone, lift your hands to heaven. I want to ask the prayer team and pastors to come and help me pray at the altar. If you can, pastors and prayer team, if you are up here. If you need to go, you're dismissed. I'm sorry, I should have dismissed you a while ago. Got carried away here. Send the rain.
Send the rain. Send the rain.
Send the rain.